Yeah, the map's really, I suppose, put in most clear and stark terms that the idea that Donegal's a forgotten county is not just something that people say, but it's evidence that's it's so bare and so clear on those maps. And I suppose these maps are just in terms of infrastructure. We've also seen recently iCare, the Inishowen Adelson charity, produced a map with the allocation of funding to special needs organisations. They were all below that Dublin and Galway line too. The Donegal Diabetes Centre have produced a similar map. Donegal Action for Cancer Care. It's all always and it's consistent that funding and investment always goes south. It's avoided the northwest. And as I've said, when I want to publish those maps, is that Donegal has suffered. There's been at no time since 1932 a time when neither Fine Gael or Fianna Fáil were in power, and this is the result of that. After decades of those parties ruling us, we've been consistently ignored, and I think that's just put through in its most clear form in those maps.
We know that the Taoiseach Leo Varadkar is visiting the county next Tuesday week, the 11th of September, and part of that visit will be opening the Cockhill Bridge there in Inishowen. Are these the kind of issues that you're going to bring up with him?
This is an issue that I suppose is not going to go away any time in the next number of years. We're so far behind this thing to be addressed now. Leo Varadkar, well, he might have changed this tune in recent times. While he was opposition spokesperson on transport, on Fine Gael opposition spokesperson transport, he was opposed to the A5. That's the type of mentality that has made Donegal suffer like this. And Leo Varadkar is going to have to drive up the A5. If he gets stuck behind a tractor or a lorry, he'll understand the need for that piece of infrastructure, and I would hope that he would push to drive that through. He realised that he can't get a train to Donegal like he would to anywhere else in Ireland, so I would hope that might make him understand more the need for the investment in here, because I think Donegal now deserves a special case. We deserve, because we've been left behind for so long, I think we deserve a special case to get greater investment to bring us back up to the standard that the rest of the country would enjoy.